You're listening to The Shift Show, episode 245. Today, we are talking about why your recipes are failing you and why the comment, "Oh, that looks good," is the worst possible thing you can hear. If you want to hear the answers to why your recipe is failing you and why this comment is the worst, then stay tuned for the episode. But first, you want to go to nicoleculver.co/June right now because I am going to be teaching you exactly your new content plan. Starting June 10th, I am teaching you the exact content method that successful digital influencers are using to create content to quickly grow a raving, engaged audience. In the free 7-day video series, I'm going to be teaching you why you need to know the two trends that are greatly affecting you as an influencer and a blogger that you don't even know about, and learn why 99% of successful influencers are operating in this new content model and why you need to get out of the old content model that is not working anymore. This is the reason why your growth is stagnant. So to sign up for this free video series, head to nicoleculver.co/June, and let's get into the episode. You have big dreams to be an influencer, but you're finding yourself caught up in the comparison trap of page views, followers, and number count. The good news is that's the old way of doing business, and I'm going to show you the new way. I'm Nicole Culver, your host of The Shift Show. So get out your notebook and let's get started so you can join the social shift. We have to get real today, and this may be a dose of tough love. I know that this episode is going to be a little controversial, and so is the video I put out recently. To see all of our new videos, you can head to the Nicole Culver YouTube channel, and you can see all of the new content we have been putting out there. There's this massive belief out there that is in the influencer space that your recipe contents, that your how-to content is the only thing that you should be doing to add value and quickly build an audience. And to be honest, that did work. It worked for years. The more content, the better. The more recipes, the better. But here's the deal. In today's climate, recipes are everywhere. You can go to Instagram and all you see is food pictures if that's who you follow. And chances are, if you're creating food pictures, your audience is not only following you, but they're following lots of other people as well. The how-to recipe content is everywhere. There really isn't a difference between one person's oatmeal and another person's oatmeal or salads. If you're trying to build an audience quickly, relying solely on your recipe and your how-to content is just not going to help you stand out and grow an audience in this climate of engaged people. And if you're trying to build your income and if you're trying to build like demand, like that real true following, then relying on recipe and relying on how-to content is actually one of the worst types of content that you can create. Now, your jaw might be on the ground right now because you've probably been creating a lot of how-to content. And honestly, that's where a lot of people are when they come to me. And for years, I did the same thing too. But as entrepreneurs, as influencers, as people who want to build an audience of people who believe in what they say, we need to stay on top of the trend. And you need to stay on top of the trends and the changing climate. If you look at people like Lee from Fit Foodie Finds, she has amazing how-to content. That's what her website is built on. But when she asked her audience on social media why they stay and why they come back, 95% of her comments were about her personality, how funny she is, and how they love her messages of body positivity. Or if you look at someone like Amanda Tress from The Faster Way to Fat Loss, she really doesn't share any how-to content, and she is building arguably the fastest wellness rocket ship business out there. This is the age of the new digital influencer, and you have to be creating different and new types of content to attract and build an engaged audience. So what are these people doing? What are successful influencers like Lee and Amanda Tress and Melissa Urban, what are they doing that most struggling influencers haven't seen yet? here's the big answer for you. And this is exactly why you need to be signing up for my free video series, because I'm teaching this in depth over 7 days. So go to nicoleculver.co/June. So what are they doing? They are creating content that resonates with their audience's identity. They're getting their people to read their posts and read their content and shake their head, nod their head with them in agreement. They're helping their audience shift perspectives. They're helping their audience step into a happier version of them, a better version of them. And more importantly, possibly most importantly, they're standing out because they have a clear message and they are making an impact. They're building connections with their people on a really deep level, and they're doing it by talking about what they believe in. And if you don't believe it, if you don't believe it coming from me, then you can go check out their Instagram, because they're spreading their message, they're connecting with their audience deeply, and they're standing up for what they believe in. So I want you to really think about this. If you want to create an engaged audience, if you want to create this audience of your true followers who are going to be like your ride or die, follow you to the ends of the earth, how are you supposed to stand for something when you're only focused on creating recipes or creating blog posts every day of the week? And how are you expected to be creative? And how are you expecting to make that connection that you need to make if you're only creating content and you're solely creating content based on what's trending or what gets a lot of searches on Google and Pinterest? How are you supposed to connect with people when you're only sharing new recipe after new recipe, and you're possibly even overwhelming people with all of the content out there? I want you to think about it. I said at the beginning, like, oh, that looks good is like your enemy on your post. Because if people are continually saying, oh, that looks good, that means they haven't made it yet. That means they haven't gone into their kitchen. That means they haven't figured it out. So they put your recipe into place. If you're only getting, oh, that looks good on all of your content, you need to look at your content strategy. Because if you're sharing new recipe after new recipe, then how do your people actually know, well, which recipe should I actually make? If every recipe is like the best recipe since sliced bread, how are they supposed to know what they should be taking action on? Now, I feel like I need this disclaimer in here, because I'm not saying you should completely stop creating your recipes if that's the thing you're passionate about. I'm not saying you should stop creating your how-to content. I'm actually not saying that at all, because yes, this does have its place and I still create how-to content. But what I am saying, if you want to grow that true following, if you want to grow that engaged following and you want to grow it quickly, your how-to and your recipe content should not be your primary focus. If you want to grow your digital influencer business, if you want to help your audience, if you want to spread your message, you have to create content that is allowing you to stand out in this noisy, how-to based world that we are living with, and you have to connect with people on your values. So now, in the video series that we're going to be doing in June, I'm going to be showcasing people who are doing this really, really well. And every day I'm going to dive deep into someone else's account and really show you why they were able to build a really great audience. So don't forget to go to that link and sign up for that series, nicoleculver.co/June. And if you are in the camp who's been creating tons of how-to content and it's been working for you, I want you to think about why. Why is it working for you? What has your underlying message been? Why have your people been coming to you and not going to other people? Because chances are there's at least 10 or 15 people who are creating similar recipes as you or sharing the same tips, but they're coming to you. So why is that? Dig into that, because they have connected with you for a deeper reason. They have connected with you more than other people. So how can you dig into that? How can you lean into the why that they're connecting with you? And how much faster could you grow if you worked on your connection with your audience and created content around the message and the values and the beliefs that you stand for? And I really want you to think about, how would you grow if you shifted from the influencer who pushes tons and tons of how-to content with little growth to the rising digital influencer who has an impactful message because they are standing up and out for what they believe in? So if you are ready for this, if you're ready to move beyond the, oh, that looks good comments, if you're ready to move beyond the content that is a dime a dozen, if you're ready to move beyond and figure out, how do you stand out? How do I stand up for something? How do I build the group of really true engaged following, then sign up for this video series because I'm going to teach you how to make the shift, how to join this new group of digital influencers who are making the change, who are creating this new way of content, who are standing out, standing up for something, and who are ready to go to the next level. And this is all for free. So you can go to NicoleCulver.co/June, and I'm going to teach you how to work less and really grow that group of really engaged, raving followers. So I can't wait to see you in the video series. If this resonated with you, I want you to share it with a friend, and I will see you in the next episode. You've been listening to The Shift Show with Nicole Culver. Join us over in the Social Shift Facebook group to continue the conversation. Find us over at NicoleCulver.co/community. Thanks for listening.